And a very good morning to you. It is Saturday morning, the 7th of May, the year 2022. And this is your friend, Angus Buchan, with a thought for the day. Psalm 19 and verse 14. It has become a very special and dear scripture verse to me. It says, "Let the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart be acceptable in your sight, O Lord, my strength and my redeemer." What a beautiful scripture. Remember, if it's not inside, it's not coming out. We've got to think before we speak. We have to adhere to this statement and obey it. And if we do, we shall make very much fewer mistakes in life. You know, the Lord Jesus Christ impressed this beautiful scripture upon me many, many years ago. The Lord himself only spoke when he had to. Remember, he stood before Pontius Pilate, and Pontius Pilate said, "Have you got nothing to say?" He only spoke when the Lord God, his Father, gave him the words to speak. In Proverbs chapter 10 and verse 19, it says very clearly, "In the multitude of words, sin is not lacking, but he who restrains his lips is wise." In other words, you need to only speak when the Lord gives you the word to speak. Now, maybe some of you know that before I speak at a big meeting, at a stadium event, wherever it might be, the first thing I do is I get on my knees and I humble myself before God and before the people. I always was taught as a young man, you preach up to people, you never preach down to people. You always perceive people to be better than what you are. And then I proceed to quote this very scripture, "The words of my mouth, the meditation of my heart, Lord, let it be acceptable in your sight, my strength and my redeemer." And then my spirit is quietened, and it helps me to focus on what I need to be speaking about. It prevents me from speaking about irrelevant things. Oftentimes I've got on that platform or into that pulpit, and at the last minute, the Lord has changed the message that I am to speak. And that's the honest truth. But I have done my homework beforehand, and then I know I need to bring the message which God has laid upon my heart. You know, if you watch some of the world-class athletes, I think of rugby or soccer, just before the player is going to kick the ball through the posts or into the goal, you notice that he stands. I'm talking about Christian men that I know personally. Before they kick the ball, you can see when the cameraman comes up close to their mouth, they are praying. That's right. And they are probably praying a prayer similar to this verse. And they quieten themselves down, and then they kick the ball sweetly right through the middle of the goal. We need to pray more and speak less. Today, quieten your spirit, spend time in the presence of the Lord, and He will give you His peace. Jesus bless you, and have a wonderful weekend. Goodbye.